Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, the open source community was jolted by the abrupt announcement that Intel is ceasing all support and maintenance for Clear Linux, its cloud-optimized Linux distribution. The discontinuation is immediate, so there'll be no more updates or security patches, putting current users in a precarious spot as they scramble for alternatives. Many in the community have voiced frustration, wishing for a phased transition to new platforms instead of a sudden shutdown. This decision reflects a wider strategy shift within Intel and has stirred worries about trust for future Intel-backed open-source projects. For affected users, the focus now turns to quickly and securely migrating systems, highlighting the importance of stable long-term support in enterprise Linux. At the same time, significant progress is underway elsewhere in the Linux world, particularly in graphics drivers for NVIDIA GPUs. Coming in Linux kernel 6.17, the open-source Nova driver, built in Rust, is set for a major leap in hardware compatibility and performance. With optimizations for the new Turin architecture, Nova aims to challenge proprietary NVIDIA drivers on both functionality and speed. These improvements demonstrate the growing maturity of OpenGPU support on Linux, reducing the ecosystem's reliance on closed-source alternatives. Looking at cloud-native tech, a recent highlight was Kubernetes Community Day Mexico 2025, held in Guadalajara. The event gathered more than 200 developers, operators, and thought leaders, reflecting the city's status as an emerging tech hub in Latin America. Talks tackled performance tuning, security hygiene, and scalable deployment strategies, with a strong emphasis on collaboration and open-source contribution. Feedback from attendees underscored the importance of regional community events in empowering the next generation of DevOps professionals. One of the most exciting new developments in machine learning is the BERN framework, built in Rust, which is gaining traction as a competitive deep learning platform. BERN demonstrates strong matrix multiplication performance, comparable to NVIDIA's CUDA and Kubelus, but stands out with wider hardware compatibility. Unlike frameworks tightly coupled to a specific vendor, BERN can easily run on a variety of CPUs and GPUs, broadening accessibility. Its open development model and Rust foundation offer a compelling case for users looking to avoid lock-in and take advantage of Rust's safety guarantees. Multimedia on Linux is also seeing a boost as Google Chrome begins integrating Wayland color management for robust HDR support on modern displays. This means that users on KDE Plasma, GNOME, or any Wayland-based desktop will soon have access to vibrant HDR video in Chrome, closing a key gap with other platforms. The move highlights the necessity for up-to-date graphical support in Linux desktops and signals growing investment from major industry players. Speaking of Linux desktops, this week also saw the release of KDE Plasma 6.5, bringing a host of UI improvements. The most visually striking change is the shift to rounded window corners by default, reflecting a renewed focus on modern aesthetics. Alongside the visual update, the new version ships usability enhancements and more streamlined workflows, confirming KDE Plasma's position as a top-tier desktop environment. With these changes, KDE continues to offer power users and newcomers alike one of the most feature-rich and customizable desktops across computing. Security, meanwhile, remains front of mind with a recent incident in the Arch Linux community casting light on supply chain risks. Malware was discovered in a user-uploaded AUR package, underlining how user-contributed repositories require continual oversight and skepticism from users. While the offending package was swiftly removed, the episode serves as a stark reminder to check sources and scrutinize software before installing. Arch users are encouraged to stick to trusted maintainers and pay attention to community feedback to avoid security pitfalls in the future. On the broader enterprise side, VMware has issued critical security updates for Workstation Pro, closing multiple vulnerabilities that could affect both hobbyists and professionals. This proactive patching approach underlines just how crucial timely updates are in the fast-evolving landscape of virtualization software. Users are strongly urged to update as soon as possible to maintain a secure virtual environment, especially in contexts where sensitive workloads are regularly run. The legal side of tech also saw movement, with California's AB 412 bill, which would have imposed new regulations on generative AI, running aground in the legislature. The bill's failure is seen by many as a win for small developers who argued that its provisions might stifle innovation with overbroad rules. This pause provides valuable breathing room for the open-source AI community, pushing lawmakers towards more balanced approaches that both foster growth and uphold fair use rights. The legislative debate is ongoing, and how states handle AI copyright and regulatory frameworks could have wide-reaching consequences for users, labs, and tech companies alike. Turning back to infrastructure, there's a notable shift underway as cloud platforms move from classic infrastructure as a service, or IaaS, towards more managed, platform as a service offerings. While hyperscale cloud providers have long dominated, smaller local service providers are searching for ways to match their feature sets and deliver value for their local customers. Enter CozyStack, a new open source platform that enables these regional players to offer managed services combining automation, cloud native orchestration, and easier administration. The arrival of solutions like CozyStack highlights a broader trend, an ecosystem shift towards automation, self-service, and integrated managed offerings even outside the big public clouds. These advances help even the playing field, allowing local infrastructure providers to stay relevant as infrastructure becomes more sophisticated and app-centric. In the deep learning hardware space, AMD made headlines this week with its release of ROC MLS and the new HIP CIM library. Aimed mainly at data science and life sciences workloads, these open libraries offer an alternative to the CUDA ecosystem, focusing on compatibility and ease of migration. Developers working with data-heavy applications now have more freedom to choose hardware providers without losing access to high-performance libraries. With API-level compatibility, AMD is making it much more straightforward for organizations to port applications from NVIDIA-based systems to AMD hardware. ROC MLS and HIP CIM reaffirm AMD's commitment to supporting high-end open-source computation, promising more choice and flexibility across research and enterprise. All these developments highlight a broader truth. The open-source landscape is undergoing a major transformation propelled by market forces, innovation, and shifting expectations. For organizations and individuals, staying resilient means keeping a finger on the pulse of both technology and the community supporting it. Whether you're a sysadmin watching for support sunsets, or a developer evaluating deep learning tools, adaptability and engagement are the keys to navigating rapid change. It's also a call for vigilance. As more code circulates in the ecosystem, skepticism and proactive security are must-have traits for all involved. At the same time, generous open sharing, collaboration at all levels, and pushing for strong but pragmatic regulation will drive the ecosystem forward. As we look to the coming months, expect more open source projects to push the boundary, more discussions around cloud-native best practices, and ongoing debate about how we balance security, innovation, and user rights. That's the snapshot for this week. A powerful reminder that in open source, change is not just constant, but accelerating. Thanks for listening.